Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. My name is Macy, and I am so excited to get to talk to you today. Thank you for joining and for being here. I so appreciate you. So we are going to talk about how to stop giving up. Raise your hand, although I can't see you, if you are someone that tends to start something and quit. Or you set a goal for yourself and you fall off track. Or you get in your mind something that you're going to change. And maybe you even start to make some changes or make some progress towards that change. And then all of a sudden, you're quitting on yourself. And a year later, you're in the position where you say, if I had never stopped, where would I be? Or what if I had never quit? Then what would have happened? So if you have ever found yourself in this position or you're in this position currently, this episode is for you. And really quickly, before we begin, I just want to let you know, if you're listening to this on the day it's released, April 8th, 2024, that we are officially 8 weeks out from the next round of the hybrid experience enrollment period closing. So if you have been thinking about putting yourself in this powerful room, and also if you feel like you can deeply relate to some of the things that we talk about in today's episode, think about joining that room for yourself and what a powerful change it can be. And just know that you officially have 8 more weeks to put yourself in a room that can completely change the trajectory of your life, all right? So if you have any questions about that, you can go to macyrenee.com or you can reach out to me anytime over the next 8 weeks and we can get you all set up. And if you reach out to me before April 20th and you're really wanting some support before that program starts in July, please reach out to me ASAP. I have something special that I'm offering up until April 20th. So there's not much time left on that, but if you just reach out to me, I can make sure to get you all squared away, and if nothing else, give you the information, all right? All right, let's talk about how to stop giving up. I'm going to give you the steps. This would be a great episode if you do want to take some notes, let it marinate, listen to it several times. If it's not clicking the first time, I know it's going to be a lot of information coming to you, and it's going to come kind of quickly, but I think you're really going to enjoy it. So the very first thing that we have to do to make sure that we stop giving up on ourselves is get very clear on what you want and why you want it, okay? What is the gain of the result that you're seeking in your life? What good will come from obtaining the result that you want? And how will your life change if that result occurs? So this is the big thing that we want to focus on. We want to get very, very clear on what we want and why we want it. Okay, it's not a lot of times enough for the human mind to just say, I want to lose weight, or I want to make more money, or I want to grow my business to, you know, 6 figures or whatever it is, whatever the goal is, a lot of times that's not enough. We need to really dig deeper than that. Why do you want it? Okay. Because here's the thing. The results that we want for ourselves come from the way we want to feel or the way we anticipate feeling by getting that result. So for instance, like you think you're going to feel a certain emotion when you get to the destination or the result that you're trying to get to. So for instance, some of the common things that I'll hear is I'll feel relieved when I have more money. I'll feel confident when I lose the weight. I'll feel happy when I achieve success. But that's often not enough of a driver to start something and be in the trenches of trying to get yourself there and not quit. And that's why a lot of people quit. So instead, why do you want to lose the weight? Why do you want to achieve success? Why do you want to have more money? There's always a deeper meaning behind it. Yes, you want the feelings of feeling relieved or confident or happy, but ultimately, what will that accomplishment do for you on a much deeper level? Like, it's different when someone wants to lose weight. You know, they want to feel confident, yes, but they're maybe like, well, I really want to be able to ride rides with my kids and not be told no and not feel embarrassed or not have to watch my kid ride rides at the amusement park by themselves. Like, that's a very meaningful thing for me. Or maybe if it's like, I really just want to feel good in my clothes, which by the way could happen even before losing the weight with some coaching, some different aspects of coaching. But the thing about it is you want to get really, really clear on why your result that you're seeking is what you want. Why is it what you want? Okay. Step two, to stop quitting on yourself, you simply have to decide ahead of time that quitting is being taken off the table. Quitting is off the table. So when you do this, here's the reason why. Your brain has to use a different level of problem solving. And this is something that we kind of talk about in the hybrid experience. We go deeper into this level of work and emotional intelligence. But the thing about it is, if quitting was off of the table, like if you just decided ahead of time, that's not even an option for me, what would you do if that wasn't an option? Like, what skills would you have to grow inside of yourself in order to keep going when you don't feel like it or when you don't want to? Because when you can actually implement that level of commitment and you're not reliant on motivation or just using happy, you know, kind of those feel good emotions to keep you going, like when you can also be in the trenches and be in the really painful, uncomfortable, yucky, unsexy emotions, but keep going towards the results you want, that's where your power is. And that's really what you learn to do in the hybrid experience. You learn how to be in the trenches and the yuck and, you know, not allow your brain to engage in what the most human thing it wants to do, which is quit and give up and just kind of stop and be comfortable and relaxed. That's what we want, right? We want to get to that place where we're like, oh my gosh, I just want to be able to relax and not have to think so hard and not have to feel so hard and not have to, you know, look at all of my actions or work my brain so hard or be in this place where I'm really calling myself out and seeing all of the ways my brain tries to be sneaky. Like, that's more work. So our brain doesn't want to do that. And if you just decide ahead of time, I want this thing, here is why I want it, and quitting is not even going to be on the table for it, I promise you there's going to be a different level you're able to access within yourself. So really quickly, an example of this is when my husband and I decided to move to Las Vegas. We moved in 2021. We sold our house in Kentucky, and I think we made, I don't know, I can't even remember the exact figure, but let's say $30,000 off the sale of our house. And so we had to use a good maybe 20 of that to travel and all of our stuff that we wanted to take from Kentucky to Vegas. So that left us about 10 grand to live on, maybe a little bit more, to live on when we got out there. And I had made a promise to myself and to my husband that when we moved to Las Vegas, I wasn't going to rely on my occupational therapy career. I didn't want to go obtain my Nevada license for OT. I didn't want to apply to jobs there. I really wanted to treat my business as a business and not a side hobby, which is kind of how I treated it when I was in my occupational therapy career. You know, there's this fine line when you're a business owner and you're working a job where, you know, you have to figure out exactly what your brain is how your brain is going to view your main job. For me, the distinction, like I really had a hard time being an occupational therapist and treating my business like a full-time entrepreneur. Oftentimes after I would work my occupational therapy job, I would be so tired and fatigued that what my brain would do was say, we've worked hard today. OT is the main payer of our bills. So let's do a little bit here and there on our business. And when you have a business, if you're doing just a little bit here and there in your business and you're not treating it like you're a CEO, it takes longer to build. And your attention is not always in the place it needs to be to successfully build and scale your business. At least that's been my experience and a lot of the people, the business, you know, owners that I've coached the last several years. So whenever we moved, that was my opportunity to really like jump off the cliff and spread my wings and fly or fall on my face. And I remember we moved to Las Vegas in like our initial move-in was September. And then we came back for maybe a month to wrap up loose ends at our jobs. And then we went back out officially in October. By December, maybe early January, my husband and I looked at the account. We had about $2,500 to our name together. No savings, no nothing else. Like, you know, he was still building his real estate business. I was still building my business. And we knew, like, if something doesn't change, it's going to be really bad. And I remember my husband looking at me and he was like, Macy, you know, you're going to have to get a job. You're going to have to get a job. And I was devastated. I'm like, I don't want to just get a job. I want to put this energy in my business. But I also didn't want us to go without a roof over our head and food on the table. So what I did, I got in my car. I drove to a business that I thought that I could handle working at. Because the thing about my own experience is I, for probably the last 11, 12, 13 years, I've been an independent contractor. I've set my own hours. You know, I haven't worked a traditional job, so to speak, or like a corporate job. So I wanted to work somewhere should I have to work at more of a traditional role. I wanted to work somewhere that I also had interest. And I drove to a vitamin shop where they sell vitamins and supplements. And I thought, if I'm going to be spending 8 hours a day somewhere, I want to do it somewhere where I'm going to enjoy. So long story short, I pull up to a vitamin shop. I'm sitting in my car. I'm staring at the "We are hiring" sign on the window. And I sit there for probably a good 5 minutes and I just can't get myself to go in. And all my brain is racing with all of these thoughts like, Macy, you just need to go in there, apply for a job that's maybe $10 an hour and just get to work so that you all can keep a roof over your head, you know, and you don't get behind on rent or you're not able to pay the bills. And there was another piece of me screaming like, no, this isn't the way. And it was this back and forth thing for a good 5 to 10 minutes. And finally something hit me and it was like, Macy, what if quitting in your business right now was not an option? What if you just took that off the table? What if you took off the table even having the option to go work for another corporation or another business? Because the fact of the matter is you're about to give 8 hours of your day and your time and your energy to a corporation that's maybe going to pay you, I don't know, $10 an hour, $15. I don't even know what Vitamin Shop paid because I never walked in the building. Like, this is what my brain was doing. And I said, if I am willing to go work for somebody else for 8 hours a day and put all my time and energy into putting vitamins on a shelf, surely I can go home and put that same energy into my own business and what I know I need to be doing. And I really, like, I had this level of just power and a little bit of like anger and frustration. And I used that fuel to turn on my car and pull out of that parking lot. And I went home and I got to work and I turned around like life in just a few weeks. It took maybe like 4 or 5 weeks of that. Put your head down, work 8 hours a day, do everything you know to do. And I was able in 3 weeks to create, I think it was maybe like $25,000 in just a 3 week time period. And it was really that moment where it resonated, like, Macy, you almost gave all of those hours and never would have realized the actual power you had if you hadn't, like, if you hadn't said to yourself, what if quitting wasn't an option? Or what if you just took that option off the table? So it's something to think about. You know, there are unique circumstances. There are unique reasons why I would coach someone differently depending on where they're at mentally, emotionally, skill level, all of that, on what they need to do. But for me, that was the decision that I was in a place to make and really wanted to make. And there was a lot of power that came behind making that decision, and the results, the very results that I wanted so badly, I was able to create from that decision. So again, if this is something you're not sure of, reach out for coaching. This is a perfect example of, you know, where someone could get stuck and not see their blind spots and maybe need some help with the coaching aspect of, in my unique situation, what am I not seeing? Because it could be different for each person. And then last but not least, be willing to feel all of the emotions of sticking to your results and your goal. So what emotions have to be present and be there for you to keep going? What is required of you mentally and emotionally? What do you have to be willing to just feel? And are you willing to feel it? You know, up to this point of your self-awareness, maybe you haven't been willing to feel those emotions of discomfort, of uneasiness, of failure. All of those things are emotions. And when we're not primed, or we haven't given ourselves permission to really feel those in our body and not make it mean something negative about ourselves, it can be very hard to continue. And it's oftentimes why people quit on themselves. They'll say things like, well, I didn't do a good job on this. I failed, and I feel so stupid, and I feel like a failure. And they're not willing to just feel that and keep going. They feel that and they freak out and they make it mean all of these terrible things about themselves and all of these terrible things about their goals, their business, their anything, right? And then they quit. And then a year from now, they wonder, what would have happened if I would have kept going? It was so hard, but what would have happened if I would have kept going? So, you know, you have to ask yourself, not only am I willing to feel everything, but am I also, you know, willing to change the fact that there has been a version of me that maybe hasn't had the capacity. And I want to increase my capacity to feel the wide array of human emotions and not make them problematic, not allow them to put me in a position where I would choose to quit on myself. Okay. So those are the three things. Number one, get clear on what you want and why you want it. What's the gain? What good will come from obtaining it? How will your life change? Number two, to stop quitting on yourself, you have to decide ahead of time that quitting is going to be taken off the table. What would you do if it weren't even an option? What skills would you have to grow inside of yourself? And number three, be willing to feel all of the emotions of sticking to what you want, your results and your goals. You know, what do you have to be willing to, like, what do you have to allow to be present within your body in order to keep going? Get really, really clear on that and then just decide. And from there, your life can change drastically, no matter what result it is that you're going after. So I hope that this episode helps you. And again, if you want to take this work that we did today and go 10 times deeper and really, you know, be able to work through your unique scenarios and your unique situations, I encourage you to look at the hybrid experience. We are currently enrolling for the next 8 weeks. Enrollment will close June 8th, and we will start in July. It's a 6-month program, and when the program finishes in those 6 months, we then go to an in-person retreat in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. You can find out more information on MacyRenee.com, and you can also reach out to me anytime, and I will help you out. All right, have a great week, guys. I'll see you soon. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at MacyRenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at MacyRenee.com anytime you want so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day.